The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11.
Now on Mitchell's Front Page, Trent talking tech.
Morning to you, Trent. How are you?
Yeah, very well, Mitchell.
Well, first of all, the New South Wales Audit Office has found that a lot of local councils up there are without basic cybersecurity, and I'd imagine that maybe there's a similar problem in Victoria if they were to investigate.
Yeah, well, you've got to wonder about every state in Australia when you hear that 58 of New South Wales' 128 local councils, county councils and joint organisations, have yet to implement some sort of basic governance and internal controls to manage cybersecurity, which has come from a report from the New South Wales Audit Office. They found that poor management is out there, and you know, people just don't have these policies implemented, and we're hearing more and more stories of large organisations with big IT systems needing to rope it in because they, you know, they just don't have themselves in a have themselves in a position where they can manage, you know, any sort of, you know, attacks that they're getting from the outside.
Now, JBS, the meat processing company, has been taken offline. I believe this is a global problem, and I've even been reading that this IT problem could actually lead to a protein shortage if they don't get on top of it soon.
Yeah, if they don't, you know, get this issue sorted, which, you know, in most cases in a large organisation, although, you know, I talk about previous cases where we've got large organisations here in Australia that have been infiltrated, you know, if they get it under control within a week or so, I guess we'll avert any issues. But they have 47 facilities across Australia, and they've also got facilities in North and South America, Brazil and Canada. And, you know, it's taken down the entire worldwide system for JBS, because obviously they've got, you know, everything, I guess, running on the same sort of platform worldwide. And, you know, if it stops long enough, they have to return cattle to paddocks, feedlots or adjustments, because they're just not getting, you know, cattle through the system. And when I mean through the system, you know, cattle get entered into their computer systems to be processed, and then along the way, like when you're, you know, putting cuts into a box, there's computers involved in that process to log everything. So there's computer entry along the whole way, and it will cause issues where, you know, product can't get out because they can't take the cattle in. And you know, if it strings on long enough, it'll be a bit of a drama. But, you know, they've confirmed since the weekend that this is an issue, and they're hoping, you know, it'll be a short period of time to get the resolution done. But it just reminds everyone that cyber attacks are more prevalent, and we need to, you know, have some sort of cyber security measures in place. And if we're not aware of how to implement those, you know, to engage contractors who are well versed in this sort of nature, so that we don't find ourselves a target like these large organisations and even these councils we've just spoken of.
Very good news for those cattle being sent back to the paddock. I think that's a pretty good outcome for them, but pretty bad for just about everyone else if you like a good steak. Just last of all, a Chinese company that I always forget how to pronounce, but tell me about it. They've laid the claim that they've got the world's fastest mobile charge. How long?
That brand name you talk of is Xiaomi. They are leading the way in their developments at the moment. And for a 4,000 micro amp hour battery, which is, you know, just over middle of the range in terms of quality, they reckon they can charge a phone in 8 minutes at 200 watts. Now, that is quite a feat. They reckon they can get 10% into the battery within 44 seconds. Although you've got to remember that, you know, while they've got this technology available, it can come in handy when you're in a bit of a situation, but you shouldn't be using this sort of mode to charge your phone long term, because the long term outcome of this is, you know, battery degradation due to the amount of heat and what you're trying to jam into the batteries. But yes, a new world feat for Xiaomi, and probably one of the fastest chargers that I've heard for a little while, for, you know, a modern phone. And Xiaomi is certainly leading the way in development of mobile phone technology at the moment.
Thank you very much for being on the program, Trent. Trent there from techwrap.net.
The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank.
Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.